I'm Rosemary Crick with the BBC News. Hello. Britain's former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says that if he becomes Prime Minister, he will refuse to pay the country's divorce bill to leave the European Union. Mr Johnson, the favourite to win the governing Conservative Party's leadership election, told the Sunday Times newspaper that the money, roughly $50 billion, would be withheld unless the EU improved the terms for Brexit. Chris Mason has this assessment of Mr Johnson's proposals.
He says that it was a mistake to offer up the money first, and that money is a great lubricant in negotiations, and by holding on to it, you might be able to unlock these negotiations that are deadlocked at the moment. The other thing he wants to do is scrap the backstop. This is an insurance policy to keep the border on the island of Ireland between Northern Ireland in the UK and the Republic of Ireland, an independent country, open under all circumstances. His critics, though, are bound to say, well, hang on a minute, Theresa May, your predecessor, if you get this job, tried all this stuff, and the EU wouldn't budge. So why would it budge for you?
The president of Albania has cancelled local elections due at the end of this month following the latest in a series of street protests by opposition supporters. They have accused the socialist Prime Minister Edi Rama of vote rigging and collusion with organised crime. Here's Guy Delorne.
We've seen protests in front of the government building in Tirana. We saw a crowd of protesters gathered there, and they were throwing firecrackers and smoke bombs at this government building, which is, of course, where Prime Minister Edi Rama has his office. The police responded with tear gas. The president, Ilia Meta, now cancelled local elections, which were due at the end of this month, and which the opposition said they were going to boycott. So he's cancelled those elections, in part because he says that conditions don't exist at the moment in Albania for free and fair elections.
A Russian court has placed an investigative journalist under house arrest for 2 months after he was charged with drug dealing. Ivan Gulenov's supporters say he's been framed for writing about corruption. Mr. Gulenov works for the Russian news website Medusa. Evan Kolpakov is Medusa's editor-in-chief.
The first drugs were, they found it in his bag. So we think that it was planted there by the police officers. And also they have found some drugs in his apartment. We also think that it was planted there. So he's absolutely not, you know, drug user. He's not drug addicted person. We know him for years, and all of his close friends and family confirm that he did not use drugs.
The president of Gabon, Ali Bongo, has called on his prime minister to form a new government. In his first televised speech since he returned home after spending several months in Morocco recovering from a stroke, Mr. Bongo said the new administration should be exemplary, honest, and ethical. World News from the BBC.